Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
All right, we're here. We're pumped. It's going to be a great show. Lady A is going to be in later. They're going to play my three favorite songs, yet they don't even know what they are. I was like, we do a thing where I just request songs? And I'm like, yeah, we guess. So it's going to be awesome. I love those guys. Lady A in a little bit later. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Everybody's here. Amy, what happened to you?
So I was doing self-checkout at the grocery store, and probably about four items weren't scanning. Everything else was. But a couple of these items were about $6 each. And so I was like, okay, why is this weird? So I just set them aside. And then when I was done scanning everything else, I had the attendant come over. She came over. She couldn't get them to scan.
Was it fruit? I always have trouble with fruit.
No. That's tough. Some of them were like these chocolate bars that I liked that are kind of... They're like really nice chocolate bars. I'm like, yeah, I know.
It's
like
Real Housewives of Nashville.
Oh my God. They're Who chocolate. I keep them in my fridge. I eat like one little square because I need them to last longer because they are. They're nice and I wanted them and they wouldn't scan. And she couldn't get them to scan either. So then she threw them in my bag. She looked at me and she goes, Merry Christmas.
Awesome.
And so,
That's so funny because I don't know that she can really do that.
Yeah. I thought, I felt a little weird walking out because what is her authority to give me these things for free?
Was she a manager?
Don't know. Didn't see manager on her tag. But I wasn't gonna lie. I was a little excited about getting
my
Who chocolate for free. And it's part of me just felt a little weird. Like, surely I could have just gone through and scanned somewhere else. It's like, lucky.
She must have been stressed and... Her day was long, and she's like, you know, screw it, just go. Just
right.
go, get out of here. And she blocks for you. She covers you on the way out.
go,
roll.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have felt weird. I think I probably, let me think of what I would have done. Hold
okay.
on. I'm there. I would have been like this. No, I'm not going to do that.
Shoot.
Just because I wouldn't have wanted to, something happen, accidentally get in trouble, or somebody like, I saw Bobby Bones stealing stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm better than just taking it. If she said take it, I just wouldn't want to get, but no problem. You got it, right?
I'm at home with my chocolate. and I feel a little bit like, should I go back maybe and pay for the chocolate?
You're okay.
It's fine. Yeah, she said Merry Christmas.
And isn't that the universal rule?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, it's yours.
If someone pulled me over or said something to me, I could say, no, she said
Merry Christmas. I don't think that holds up in court. No, Your Honor, I swear to God, she said Merry Christmas. That's why I have it.
Yeah.
It's time to open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. So an old college friend is getting married, and I don't think I was invited to the wedding because everyone else from our group got an invitation. I did not. I wasn't too upset because we weren't the closest, but it's not like we had a falling out.
if I were getting married, I would invite him because he's a good friend of my friends. So long story short, I got the invitation yesterday that I didn't get originally. But I wasn't so quick to RSVP because in my mind, I'm on the B list of guests. And he probably doesn't care if I go or not. I look at it this way. If I RSVP with a not attending note, no harm is done. Also, I don't have to bother getting him a gift or even inviting him to my wedding one day. Am I obligated to go if I got the invitation so much later than everyone else? Oh, and I never got to save the date. What a classy move here. Signed, mad that I didn't get the invite. Huh. It sounds like he does really want to go, or he wouldn't have sent this email. He's like, I don't even want to go. Your feelings were hurt that you didn't get an invite. I understand that. It sucks to not be invited places, even if you're not super close, but people super close to you are invited. Happens to me all the time with every party. No, literally every party. All my friends are like, did you get the invite? Mm-mm. Sure didn't. They're like, did you check your email? Nope. It's probably in there. Check it? Nope. Not in there. So I understand you're hurt a little bit. But no, you don't have to go if you don't want to go. But I don't think you should go, I would invite him to my wedding, and then later go, you know what? Then I won't invite him to my wedding. Like, you're hurt by this. And that's okay. You do not have to go. You can RSVP and say not attending, but I would encourage you not to hold it against them. Also, the B-list, that happens, buddy. That happens. We had a B-list at ours. We didn't get to it because everybody said yes, but we had a B-list, meaning they're on the border.
Did?
Yeah. Huh. Like, they're on the border, like, close, and we don't have enough seats. And when you invite people, especially if it's a specific amount of food and chairs, you have to only invite up to that point. And so we didn't get there, but we had a B-list.
I think also, too, sometimes, even if it's not a B-list, they just roll out at different times, and you're working on a list.
Oh, I don't believe that.
They probably
all go out at the same time, unless it's like, well, we got seven no's, so let's send some more out.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think it's really going out in shifts.
I didn't know that happened, that if you got a certain amount of no's, I just figured you just take that amount off the list, and then your headcount goes down. You don't have to, like, fill it. There's no quota.
But then you may be getting pressure from, like, cousins being, hey, why don't you invite this cousin? Or what?
Oh.
And it's like, okay.
Okay.
Because we had some of that, too, but I was like, we're having the wedding at our house. We have no more room. So we were able to get out of it that way. So, and I would also encourage you to have Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn sing at your wedding.
That'll do it.
When you have one.
Super easy.
Don't worry about it, buddy. If they say, you know, RSVP, if you don't want to go, just say, hey, can't come. Appreciate that. Have a good day. But my heart says you want to go because your friends are going to be there. Go to the wedding.
Go. Just go. And you don't let that hurt you. And things that stood out to me were, you're like, we weren't that close anyway.
Oh, the whole thing's defensive.
Right.
Go to the wedding. Have a good time. Don't worry that you got invited second or third. Listen, they didn't even want me for this job till like fourth or fifth. The whole world is successful people who weren't the first choice. So this isn't a huge deal, but go and have fun. There you go. That's my recommendation. That's it. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We've got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I don't know if people listen to this show and they go, those people on that Bobby Bones show, they can't be real. Like, they're probably playing a character. It'd just be hard to stay in character every day for 15 years. I think that'd be a difficult part of this. And so sometimes things happen and it's sent to me and I'm like, I'll just play this on the show so people know that what we talk about is real. This wasn't a bit. Scuba Steve had reached out to me. He's like, hey, this is a clip I want you to have and you can play it on the show if you want. So apparently Lunchbox saw a couch on the side of the road and asked Scuba Steve for his truck to go take the couch home.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
So here is, and people are like, Lunchbox doesn't do that. He doesn't drive all the way down the road and find free stuff and take it home. Okay. Whatever you say, here's a voicemail that Lunchbox sent Scuba Steve that he sent to me. Play it, please.
Yo, Scuba, not sure what you're doing, but I'm driving on I-40 towards Memphis, and there is a brand new love seat on the side of the road. It's still wrapped in the plastic. I think we should go pick it up. What are you doing? Hit me back.
We should go pick it up. You just wanted his truck, or you
absolutely
wanted the love seat?
No.
Wait, what happened?
So I was just driving, and I look, and on the shoulder, there is a perfectly wrapped, brand new love seat. You know, the one with two seats and not, it's like a couch, but it only has two seats.
Yeah, we know what a love seat is. Yeah.
And so I was like, someone obviously just dropped that. Like, it looked in perfect shape,
like
condition.
It fell off a car?
Yeah.
But then why would you think you needed to go steal it if you think
if it's just sitting there, it's for free. You take it.
But they might come back.
But you just said someone probably accidentally dropped it.
Well, I mean, if they can get there before I do.
That's the rule?
Oh,
yeah. It's finder.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers.
Finders keepers, losers weepers. And yes. I mean, I called Scuba because It was only 10 minutes from the station, and he's up here. He has a truck. We could throw that thing in. Boom, have it at my house in 15 minutes.
Did you?
No, he didn't call me back.
Good.
Oh, that's funny. He sent it to me immediately. Love I guess it. Didn't call you back.
I mean,
but why would you not want a brand new love seat?
It ain't yours.
It's not yours. Gosh, it's like falls out of your truck. Sorry.
If it was old and crappy and they threw it on the side of the road because they just hated it.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't want it then.
Exactly.
But I don't want an old crappy one. I mean, this is like, it was like probably from a factory truck, like, you know, a moving truck or whatever, that a delivery, because it was wrapped in plastic like you do when you buy to the store and it comes and they put it.
Yeah, we get that.
No,
was like perfect condition.
So did you see it this morning coming in?
I didn't. No, I rode my bike.
Oh.
But the other way.
I was taking the kids somewhere to get something to eat, and I saw it, and I was like, dude.
Would you take him by today, and if it's still there, Scuba, get it for him?
I don't want to be a part of it, because what if it is somebody's or it's a store's? Now I'm an accomplice for stealing something. Yeah.
If it's there for a whole day,
totally.
Then you can have it.
24
no,
hours.
If it's no. there today, yes, they have to go back and get it 24 hours. Oh, absolutely.
That means they forgot about it.
If it's 6 hours, they can't get a truck, no problem. But 24 hours, absolutely, you can go get it.
I'm with you, dude.
Otherwise, that's littering.
Disagree.
That's just littering. But that's not couching it.
But what do I get out of it? Me using my... He's using my truck. Like what for?
Nothing.
How do I win?
Just being a friend, I guess.
Yeah, being a nice guy, hooking me up with a free couch.
If you leave it out there any longer, weather's going to destroy it.
Mm. Yeah. Sunshine's going to start fading. Yeah.
You're saying now we need to go save the couch?
Now it's hashtag save the couch. Hashtag save the couch.
All right.
If it's there today, I have no problem with you getting it.
All right, Scuba, let's go after the show.
How far from here?
10 minutes.
There's no chance it's still there unless they didn't want it.
I hope
we could go
in
commercial break and be back.
You know what? Where's the lie? You know what? That feels like how long our commercial breaks are sometimes. Okay, let us know.
Scuba, can I borrow your truck?
Just let him go.
Him drive my truck?
No way.
Would you let him drive your truck?
No, I would never let him drive my truck.
Oh, my God.
No.
I'm a man, dude. I can drive
it. Would you let him drive your car?
Yeah. He's a man. Look at him.
Yeah. He's a man.
I'm a man. I know how to drive.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Last week, deputies with the Pierce County, Washington Sheriff's Department were out. They got a call that there was a dog that was hit by a car. So they go out there. They call animal control. They can't get out there fast enough. So they say, well, let's look for the dog. And they find out that the dog went down under a roadway into a culvert.
It was hit, and then it tried to just escape.
I guess hide.
Yeah.
Really. And I guess a culvert is one of those pipes that go under the road. So the dogs, the sheriff deputies hear the dogs. They say, okay, dog, come on. Dog's not moving.
Scared and injured.
So one of the deputies says, you know what? I'm just going to go in and get it. And there's body cam footage of the deputy squeezing in that tiny little pipe, reaches for the dog. Finally, after like 30 minutes, they get the dog out.
I love the story. I don't like that the dog was hit by a car, but I love the story that they went and saved the dog. What happens with the dog then?
So they named the dog Piper because it was stuck in a pipe.
Aww,
right?
That's cute.
So then they're thinking, oh my gosh, this dog needs emergency surgery. So they call a vet. They say, we can do it, but it's going to be really expensive. So they're like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So the sheriff contacts an organization called People for Animal Care and Kindness. They say, don't worry about it. We'll take care of the bill. So Piper got surgery. And now I just saw the update. Yesterday, Piper is at a foster home ready to be adopted.
That's awesome.
Come on!
That's really good.
I love that.
Man, those stories get me. Those are the animal ones, man. Those are the ones that really touch the old soul here.
Yeah.
Like humans, animals, now we're talking.
Piper has two colored eyes, too. A cute dog.
That
needs
awesome.
To be adopted.
Great job by those police officers. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle... It's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details.
Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in-store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, time to play the Bobby Feud. Eddie, pick number 1 through 100. Go.
21.
Amy?
4.
Lunchbox?
22.
Lunchbox, the smart move. The number's 41. Lunchbox, you'll go first. 2,000 American adults were asked, what food did you eat most in your 20s? Think about that. 2,000 Americans were asked, what food did you eat most in your 20s? All right. Lunchbox, you're up.
Pizza.
All right. Show me pizza. Number one answer. That's worth 1 point. Some will say, why not give them the most points for the number one answer? It's the easiest. It's the easiest. So we give you 1 point for the number one. Harder it gets, more points you get. All right, go ahead, Lunchbox.
Oh, now I'm in trouble. All right.
Oh, that's it?
That's what he ate.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I ate. So we'll go burgers.
2,000 American adults were asked, what food did you eat most in your 20s? He says a burger. Show me a hamburger. That's good. Number four.
All right. Well, you got to get the sandwiches in there. Lunch meat sandwiches.
What did you say?
Sandwiches.
Yeah, just sandwiches?
Yeah.
Okay. Show me sandwiches.
Uh-oh.
Oh. No, and Lunchbox loses control of the category.
Wow, okay.
We go 3 rounds. Eddie, over to you.
Bones, we were very poor in our 20s, so give me ramen noodles.
Show me ramen. For 3 points, Eddie. Nice job.
And let me get specific with these sandwiches. Give me bologna.
He says bologna sandwiches. Show him bologna.
Oh. I think sandwiches is just like off the table once sandwiches is off the table.
No, no. Amy, guess turkey, please.
Peanut butter and jelly. Sandwiches.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Amy, over to you.
I'd go with a sandwich.
Okay. Let's see. Is a specific brand of food a thing?
2,000 American adults. I can't answer a question. When have I ever answered a question?
Never.
Ever, never.
Okay, fine. Taco Bell.
Show me Taco Bell.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes.
We're going to put that under the fast food category.
Okay, so eliminate fast food in general.
Yes, okay. Fast food.
Okie dokie. Well, we're going to Taco Bell. We're going to McDonald's side by side.
McDonald's.
Yeah, I do.
Say McDonald's?
I say McDonald's.
All right, show her the answer. We just said was all fast food.
Oh, you said it.
Incorrect.
I thought you meant the word fast food.
Yeah. Wow.
I thought you meant the word fast food.
Lunchbox, back over to you.
Guys. Now I got this. It's easy, guys. TV.
Sorry for making fun of you with sandwiches, Eddie.
Thank you. TV dinners.
Lunchbox says TV dinners. You heat them up in the microwave. Show me a TV dinner.
Ooh.
Where did you guys live?
Well, we're in round two here.
This is trouble.
Eddie, you got 3 points.
Cool.
2,000 Americans were asked, what food did you eat most in your 20s? Off the board, pizza, ramen, hamburger, and fast food.
Man. Give me mac and cheese.
Good one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty inexpensive.
Yeah. I'm going the cheap route for sure.
Yeah. Okay, Eddie says macaroni and cheese. Survey says...
Let's go!
That's worth 7 points.
Wow.
Okay, now I'm in trouble.
There were 9 total answers on the board.
Dang it.
Not 10, 9. 9 total answers on the board. Off the board are pizza, ramen, hamburger, fast food, and mac and cheese. 4 answers still left. Eddie, what you got?
Gosh.
Man, you know what? I don't know if I ate a lot of these, but when I cleaned my car, I always found them in between the seats. Just give me french fries.
Show him french fries.
Yeah!
Number 2.
Think about it, guys. They probably, were always there.
Probably from McDonald's.
Good job, maybe. Amy. Well, that was already covered in fast food. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
So, there was an awesome Chinese buffet by my college. And I would go there all the time. Give me Chinese food.
Chinese food!
Yeah!
Number 9.
Golly, that buffet for sure.
Okay, now I got nothing.
You keep saying that.
Man.
And
Bones,
two answers left.
I mean, since sandwich is out, just give me a Lunchable.
Show them a Lunchable.
Yeah, that's a punt.
Amy?
I feel like in my 20s, I ate cereal a lot.
Amy,
for dinner,
for breakfast,
lunch. Cereal.
Coming back to me.
Amy says cereal. Lunchbox says for sure. Show me cereal.
I don't get it.
All right, last round. 2 left, Eddie.
That's going to be me.
That's Lunchbox.
Oh, Lunchbox. Yeah, lunch. Oh, sorry.
He's been waiting.
2,000 American adults. Sorry, when he was like, yep, that's it. I thought that was his. 2,000 American adults were asked, what food did you eat most in your 20s? Lunchbox.
Hamburger Helper.
Hamburger Helper. Show him that.
I don't know what these people ate. They must have been rich.
Pizza, french fries, ramen, hamburger, fast food. I know that's rich.
Well, Hamburger Helper was the cheapest thing
you could
make.
Mac and cheese. Well, Hamburger Helper was difficult because you had to actually do it yourself. You had to cook it. You had to take the meat, the noodles. You had to actually do it all together. That's why it was difficult.
Okay.
Well, Eddie, you got 2 left here.
Man. You know what I liked? My 20s. I like going to the bar, have a beer, and give me some chicken wings.
Show them chicken wings.
Give me chicken wings.
Aw, dang. Amy, last shot here.
Spaghetti? Because, like,
all right.
Noodles?
Spaghetti?
why wouldn't spaghetti be on there?
It's too hard. We're idiots. None of this stuff is, like, sit down and...
Y'all are
put
idiots.
All
it takes 9 minutes to boil spaghetti.
Duck du jour, flambé, with a side of rice pudding.
That's what I ate in my 20s.
Yes. Okay. Your other answers are...
Spaghetti is
potato chips?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And grilled cheese.
Oh,
there you go.
That's a sandwich.
No.
Yes,
that's not a sandwich. A grilled cheese is not a sandwich. Our winner is Domination Eddie.
Let's go. Wow.
Nice job, buddy.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Big Monday win?
Oh, this is great. This is how you start your week.
You qualified to be a lifeguard and you won.
It's a great day.
Wow.
It can only go downhill from here.
Travis Tritt would say,
it's a great day to be alive.
That's right. He would. All right. Thank you, guys. There was a brief period in my life where I thought a personalized license plate would be cool. I was like 19. I thought that'd be pretty cool. I don't anymore just because I don't want people going, oh, that's Bobby Bones' car. Let's key it.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bust the side mirrors.
There's no hiding who you are when you have one of those.
Yeah. So you saw one?
I saw a couple, actually, yesterday. I saw one that was really interesting. I'd never seen it before. And it said divorced.
That's a funny one.
Like they were proud of that.
Are you sure it wasn't like in a divorce attorney?
No, it just said divorced. And it was a guy in a convertible. Maybe it's like it's his way of telling ladies like, hey, I'm divorced. Come and get me. Who knows? Mm. And
interesting. Yeah,
that's yes, it's very interesting.
Yeah, go ahead.
Then I saw another one that had, it was like a, I'm assuming kind of like Lunchbox's car, a little beat up a little bit. And it said dad bought on it.
That's funny. I like that one.
I like that one too.
Yeah, that was funny. Well, you take shots at your car, so it allows Eddie to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyone here ever had a personalized license plate?
No.
Did you want one too?
I want one.
Like what?
Why don't you just get it?
BBS MVP.
Well, that'll really tell everyone it's you.
Well, yeah. What's the point of having one if you're going to... I mean, you want people to know.
Yeah.
But
so you would
problem.
Get BBS, which, by the way, stands for Bobby Bones Show, MVP.
Yep.
That's what you would put, BBS MVP.
Yeah.
Okay. Of all the things, that's what you would want to highlight? What if you don't work for the show anymore for some reason?
Prom King.
PRM KNG.
Love it.
Yeah. Eddie, you? What would you put?
Oh, I don't. Daddy. Oh, I got it.
That's creepy. That's creepy.
Daddy. Daddy. 04. Yeah, because I got four boys.
Daddy.
That feels a bit pervy, though. Daddy feels pervy.
I mean, that's what they call me. What do you want me to do?
Daddy for you.
Not you.
No, that's different.
Amy, if you had to get one, what'd you get?
I don't know. I guess I would maybe just put something that would apologize to people if I'm cutting in front of them. Like,
sorry.
BDDRVR. Bad driver. SRYDRV. Sorry, driver.
That's funny.
That's a good one. The easy one for me is Woo Pig, but yeah. That's so on the nose because I'm such a big Arkansas fan.
That's got to exist somewhere for sure.
I'm sure. Yeah. But I'd probably do CNTSEE.
Oh,
can't see.
I can't see. I have one eye, one eye that works, and the other one is colorblind as crap. So I'd go can't see.
Everyone's going to stay away from you.
Although that CNT could be interpreted a different way.
She's
changing out the vowel.
That's not good.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Both are accurate.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Let's go to Casey in West Virginia. Casey, you're on the show. Tell me your story.
When I got my first car, which is an 03 Dodge Neon, my dad registered it for me and got me a license plate that said Vermin because our soccer coach used to call us all Vermin. So I never picked it, but I loved it. But then everywhere I went, I had to explain to people why my license plate said Vermin on it.
Vermin's interesting because what I think Vermin isn't what Vermin is. Let me look up the actual definition of Vermin. Amy, take a shot at Vermin.
No idea.
Okay, I think they're like dirty animals.
Yeah, that's a varmint. Little green.
No, that's a varmint. Okay, yeah, okay. That's funny.
I don't think it's a vermin. Okay.
Vermin. Here we go. Wild animals or parasitic worms or insects. It can be harmful to crops, farm animals.
Oh.
So I was kind of there. Rodents.
Wow.
That's a weird thing to put on a dad to put on his daughter's license plate forever. Vermin. That's like I'm going home. Hey, baby, got your car. It's your 16th birthday. Oh, cool, Dad. What's the license plate? Oh, it says Skanky. So
enjoy it.
Also, it's a weird thing to. I like it, though. Hey, Casey, thank you. And appreciate you listening.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Cheyenne in Tampa, Florida. You are on the show. Hi, Cheyenne.
Morning, studio.
Morning.
When I was 16, I thought it would be great to get a personalized license plate that said MERP, like from Jersey Shore.
What's MERP? I don't watch Jersey Shore. What's MERP, Lunchbox? You know?
MERP? I don't know what MERP is.
Will you spell MERP?
Yeah.
It was like MEERRP. Was just a sound they would make. They would go MERP.
Huh. So you're a big Jersey Shore fan?
I was like, I don't think that sound stood out to a lot of people.
But she's like extra big fan. Yeah. So she knows the inside jokes. So, and did people know what MERP meant?
No.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Are you sure that's what they were saying?
Yeah, because I watched Jersey Shore and I don't remember MERP at all.
All right, here we go. The MERP Jersey Shore meaning. Anyone who watches Jersey Shore has undoubtedly heard the word MERP many times this season, it says. Here's what it means. MERP, what you say when there's nothing better to be said. An expression of minor disappointment.
Huh.
So, this segment, MERP. MERP. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person. Anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person.
Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Dyson, you know, the vacuum company, they released its 2022 global dust study. And
that
pretty
was the
much.
Most boring study that I would never click into. If that was a headline on Twitter, I would even look twice at it. Global dust study. Click, nope, scroll.
Well, the headline is for the article, "The Repulsive Reason Pets Shouldn't Sleep in Our Beds." So yeah. That would make you click.
It's been done a few times, but what are they saying?
Okay, well, I feel like Dyson, they're the experts. And good news, our homes are cleaner than ever, which is awesome. However, our pets are not, and the dust and stuff that lives on them, like viruses and microscopic dust mite from feces, well, that's Ooh. All over our pets, and they're climbing in our beds.
My band in college, microscopic dust mites and feces. we were a bit darker than the Raging Idiots.
What a great name.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So here's
the situation with pets and why we feel like they're so clean, because we're always told a pet's tongue is cleaner. So we just assume everything on a pet is clean. It's like, if a pet's lick is cleaner than a human's, well, I guess their butt must be clean too. We just feel like it's all clean. It's not. It's like if we were rolling around outside in the grass and dirt all day.
We were at the pet store the other day because my kids wanted to get a ferret. We're not, by the way. But we're not.
They're amazing. Though.
They're fish so die? Gross.
No, fish is alive.
Good question.
Fish is alive, plus two snails in the tank. Everyone's thriving. So we go, and I'm like, let's just go look at the ferret, and you can hold the ferret, and maybe that will, you know, fill whatever need they have for the moment. And they hold it, and the ferret is so stinky. And then I ask the guy, I'm like, can we bathe? If we were to get a ferret, would we be able to bathe it? He goes, that actually makes ferrets stink more. You just have to let them be. And I was like, oh, this is disgusting.
Let
no
them
way.
Be. A beetle song? What like, kind if it stinks, you clean it.
What kind of animal stinks worse after you clean it?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
Also, they don't get that animal.
Yeah, no.
Back
to the Dyson story. They say that we need to be vacuuming our mattresses.
Yeah, of course, they sell vacuums. And here's why the story goes.
Because that will help with all the situations.
Yeah,
yes.
We've
everywhere.
Concluded that.
Okay. So a couple of years ago, there was a video of a 3-month-old baby saying, I love you.
3-month-old? Can they do that?
Yes. That baby
generally 3 months old.
No,
okay.
It's not
no.
common, right? That's why it was a big deal if the 3-month-old did it. But records, they're made to be broken. And I've got a clip of a 2-month-old baby saying, I love you, 2 different times in the same clip.
I love you.
I struggle sometimes when I say something and then Lunchbox repeating it back to me. And that kid can do that.
That was impressive.
Like ambulance.
Ambulance.
See? But that baby can do it. Just like that. That's awesome. That kid must have some sort of advanced, because he doesn't know what he's saying. Doesn't understand language. But can hear gatuta and go gatuta.
That's amazing.
That's wild.
Impressive, for sure. So we had Brett Eldridge on the show, and it's something he's been vocal about, his mental health and staying off of social media. But he said the discipline has been so good for him. Like, he doesn't want to wake up in the morning, the first thing he thinks about is what TikTok trend he needs to be a part of. He goes, that's not really the life I want to go after. And he says that a lot of artists are feeling this right now, and he'll still engage a little bit on socials, but he's not going to let it run his life. And I feel like that's something that we could all benefit from hearing from time to time.
And he's not just blowing smoke.
No.
Brett's one of my best friends. We don't talk about that a lot here, but I can text him and I don't hear back from him for 3 days. So either he's playing the whole thing out and just using it. And it's I'll be like, hey, dude, where are you? Tuesday.
Wow.
Wednesday.
Thursday. Hey, man, just watching TV. What are you doing? I'm like, well, you've really checked out, buddy.
He said the way he's been able to help create these boundaries is he literally locks himself out of his phone so he can't look at it certain times.
Not his call phone, but he can't. He has an app that keeps him locked out of apps after a certain time.
Really?
And then if he needs to get into it, he has like somebody like, hey, can,
like if there's an emergency.
He disciplines himself. Knowing he's not going to be good at disciplining himself, but he disciplines himself by letting other people discipline him.
Interesting.
Sounds dirty, but not that way. All right, Amy.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Matthew Wilkinson was on the ground working on the brakes on his work truck with his 15-year-old son, Dalen. Dalen was helping him out, just handing him stuff. He was having trouble getting the rotor off the truck, so he shimmied up under the truck to have leverage to get under it. So this is the dad, Matthew. And as soon as the rotor came off, the truck dropped down. Pinned him to the ground. The dad was rushed to the hospital and treated for some minor injuries, but he didn't have a clear recollection of how he was able to get out from underneath the truck. Later, because of all the cameras people have, the surveillance, the door cams, the doorbell cams, his son was the reason he was able to get free, his 15-year-old son. After the truck dropped on him, his son ran over and lifted up the rear of the truck. Like, lifted it up, took off enough so his dad...
That's crazy.
15-year-old son.
Yeah, and he's not like... I mean, he's under it, and you see him... It's like he's deadlifting, and he pulls, and he finally lifts it up, and the dad comes out, and he drops it.
Dang.
Like adrenaline.
Amazing.
15 years old. That is an amazing story. What's crazy is the dad doesn't remember. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I get.
Passed out.
But he's like, I don't remember it. And they're like, well, let's just watch the old footage. What the?
That's great.
The footage is up if you want to look for it. We'll put it up on our Facebook page. This is from ABC7, the footage we're looking at here. And it's them sitting on the couch, and the kid's like, he's in slides and a hoodie. It's like, yeah, I mean, I just picked it up.
He's just being a teenager.
He's just like, yeah, chilling. Yeah, can I play Fortnite? All right, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call two eggs living together?
What do you call two eggs living together?
Coexistence.
Oh.
<It's okay>. Coexistence.
That was the morning corny.
Happy New Year.
Cheers, y'all.
From the Bobby Bones Show.
Big day tomorrow. Eddie and Abby are jumping out of an airplane. They've never done it before. Sounds like a great idea until it's right there.
Until you walk to the edge of that plane?
Yeah. Sounds like a great idea until you get real close to it. It's like, I always wanted to do it. Then it's like, okay, time to do it. It's like, uh-oh. So tomorrow.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah. How do you feel?
I mean, like you said, I've always wanted to do this, but... I don't know, dude. Like, we're jumping out of a plane. And I feel like, I mean, stuff goes wrong all the time.
But don't think about that.
No, what do you mean?
Abby's freaking out. Abby.
Yeah, you don't have to say that.
How do you feel about it?
I'm getting nervous. I was watching videos all last night, and I don't know if that was a good idea. But...
Are you watching Parachutes Gone Wrong? Or are we watching?
No. No, I would not do that.
Don't do that. So, what's great is you're jumping with the best.
Yeah, that makes you feel better.
Yeah. Sergeant First Class Blake Gaynor and Lieutenant Colonel Andy Moffitt are on with us. And so let me start with Sergeant Gaynor. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, real good. So these two are jumping out. Is one of them going to be attached to you? What are they doing here when they're jumping?
We travel in a team of 9 people. And out of that team of 9 people, 3 will be serving as instructors tomorrow.
Dang.
3 will be videographers, and 3 will be on the ground supporting.
What would you rather do?
I like doing the tandems.
Dang. You ever get scared doing that anymore? Or is it just like another day? It's like me walking into the studio because I talk to millions of people a day, but I do it every day, so I'm not really that nervous about it anymore. Is that same thing with you jumping out of a plane?
You said that you get a little bit nervous still?
Nah, not really. I just said that to make you feel comfortable in case you did.
So I get a little bit scared every jump, you know? I think fear is what brings people to it because it's an exciting experience. Like, everyone intuitively knows that you're supposed to be afraid of it, and that's what makes it fun after you do your first skydive. But the fear is also what keeps you safe, so, yeah.
Yeah, what I didn't like, and I did it, and I hated it, but when I did it, when you pull the cord and it goes up, it's just like, it's very snug on your jug, you know what I mean? It's like, boop, and it grabs you.
That tandem harness is basically, like, made, it's like one size fits most.
That's too big?
you can basically build harnesses to like be like a custom, more comfortable fit. But that tandem harness is designed primarily for safety. We try to make it as comfortable as possible.
Yeah,
Safety first, though.
Classic me gets a harness ain't big enough. You know what I mean?
No, that's just classic. You have to deal with that all the time, I bet.
So everybody listening right now, tomorrow, Eddie and Abby are going to jump with the U.S. Army and the Army Golden Knights. They're going to go up in a plane. They're going to jump out. One question here before I go to Lieutenant Colonel Moffitt, but Sergeant Gaynor, you ever had a almost bad experience jumping out of a plane?
Why are you asking that question?
Close your ears.
So I think a better way to put it is like I have had to use my emergency procedures before. So
that's a good way to put it.
Day one of learning how to skydive before you're even allowed to go jump. Not so much with the tandem. The tandem is just put a harness on, make sure you know the body position because you have an instructor who's well versed in the emergency procedures. But yes, I have had to use my emergency procedures before because I had like a malfunctioning main parachute.
What do you mean? Like, how does it malfunction? Like, how does it not come out the way it's supposed to come out?
Yeah.
So, like, one of the instances, it just came out like with a whole bunch of spins in it.
Yeah, yeah. Can we pack it to where it doesn't do that?
Yeah.
It came out with a bunch of glitter. It was somebody did it as a he picked the wrong one.
It was like
the party popper.
No.
Yeah. Who packs these? Do y'all repack them yourselves?
I heard somebody from Russia packs them.
Mm. Oh really? Oh, that's not good.
No. Okay. Lieutenant Colonel Andy Moffitt. Hey, welcome to the show, Lieutenant Colonel. How are you?
Thanks a lot. Appreciate y'all having us. Hey. Doing great. Thanks a lot. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're doing real good. You know, just the Army in general, and you know the Golden Knights are. You know, just a selection of people who are doing this specifically. But, you know, when it comes to the Army, there are so many opportunities, right, that people could do a lot of things once they get in the service. Absolutely. And they get out, right?
That's right. Yeah, so the Army's got about, one of several Department of Defense services. We've got over 200 jobs to choose from. One of the unique things about the Army that is not true of all the services is you can actually choose your job. Whereas in other services, that's not always the case. You kind of get put where they need you the most. So while that does come into play, there's so many different vocational things you can choose from. A great resource I would recommend to people is the Army Career Navigator app. It's got a picture of like a Uncle Sam picture you can download, and then you can just drop in the keyword, whatever you want. I have mechanical skills. I want to do something cyber, medical, airborne, and it'll just bring up all the jobs for you to choose from. So that's a great resource we didn't have when I was coming in that I would recommend to anybody that's thinking about joining the Army.
Eddie, cool. Your final question and thoughts. Abby, I'm going to give you a question too before we go.
I got a question. How many times have you jumped, though? Like, more than 100?
Yeah. Why'd you stutter? Yeah. Well,
surely.
You know? I have 4,972 jumps.
Okay. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay, that makes me feel a little better. Now, am I going to pull the string?
No.
Okay. Can I pull the string?
It would just take quite a bit of extra training that I don't know we're going to have time for.
That's a good point.
Go for it. Can he fly the plane? Just ask for everything.
Cannot fly the plane. Yeah, okay. They don't even let me fly the plane.
Abby, one final question. Anything?
How many backup parachutes are there?
There's one backup parachute. There's a few safety devices on the equipment, and this will all get covered in the training tomorrow morning. But just briefly, there's the main parachute. And then there's the reserve parachute, which is maintained by an FAA-certified parachute technician. It's repacked every 180 days, whether it's used or not. The process of packing is like a tedious 3-hour process.
Is it made in China?
Actually made in the USA.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
No Russia, no China. We're good to go.
Let's go.
I wonder why that 180 mark. You know, it's like, okay.
Well, 181, Amy, it gets real dicey. Yeah.
Any chance of us landing in enemy territory?
Great question. China, what? Russia?
No. Yeah. We'll be landing at Addington Field in Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
Are there landmines where you land?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel pretty good then.
Me too. I feel good.
Yeah.
Okay. Has anybody ever passed out on you?
No, but I have had people get a little bit of motion sickness, but never had anybody pass out.
Be prepared.
Good.
Okay. Here's the thing. Let me say this. The Army can give you education, tools, and resources to help you be all you can be. The U.S. Army has many different careers, just like Colonel Moffitt was talking about here. Go to goarmy.com for more information. And tomorrow, Abby and Eddie jump out of an airplane.
Come on.
And what I've been, they're telling me right now, and one of you will live to talk about it.
What?
Oh my God.
Who said that in your ear?
Who knows?
Huh?
Maybe voices in my head.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys. All joking aside, go to at US Army, at Army Golden Knights. These are the best of the best, the safest of the safe, America's most select. Woo. You guys get to jump with them. You're very, very lucky.
Yeah.
So thank you guys. I appreciate what you do, just generally speaking. And also, thank you for going up with these two and letting them jump out of the plane.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate y'all having us on today.
All right. See you guys.
All right. See you. All
right. Bye-bye. Ooh, it's always fun until you get there.
Yeah, talking about it's all fun.
It's always fun until you get there.
Making little jokes.
Oh, my goodness.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Wishing you a happy new year.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. All right, don't miss one. Everybody's playing. Amy, Lunchbox, Eddie, write your answer down. You only have 7 seconds to write your answer down, okay? I'm going to play you one line from a movie. This is very easy. Just name the movie. After I play it the second time, the timer starts. Here we go.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Nobody puts baby in a corner. All right, here it is again.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
All right, 7 seconds on the clock. Looks like everybody's in.
In, yeah.
All right, you guys can all say it. 1, 2, 3.
Dirty Dancing.
Good job. You're all moving on to number two. Number two, here we go.
You had me at hello.
A little emotion there. You had me at hello. One more time, please.
You had me at hello.
7 seconds started. Oh, everybody looks strong. They raised their heads up quick. Well, okay. Good. All right, on the count of three. 1, 2, 3.
Jerry Maguire.
Good job, everybody. All right. Let's turn it up a little bit. Number three.
I feel the need for speed. Ow!
Write that one down. Hit it again.
I feel the need for speed. Ow!
Good.
Everybody feel pretty good?
Yeah, real good.
Hope I got it.
Oh. Lunchbox not so sure, so let's go to him first. Lunchbox, what do you have?
I put Top Gun.
Amy, what do you have?
Top Gun.
Oh. Eddie?
Top Gun.
Correct. You're all good. Moving on.
That was too obvious.
Number four, go.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Mm-hmm. Here it is one more time.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Mm-hmm. That's not Saving Dory.
Finding Nemo.
All right. Everybody feel like they got it? No problem?
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. One, two, three.
Taken.
Wait, did everybody say Taken?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I just said it in a deep voice like Liam.
Confusing me. I thought there was some really masculine person in the group all of a sudden. Boy. All right, here we go. Next up.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
So you're telling me there's a chance.
One more.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah!
Oh, shoot.
Gotta go to Amy first.
There's a problem here.
Gotta go to Amy first. Amy, what's your answer?
I wrote down Dumb and Dumber, but I just
Lunchbox?
Wonder.
It's Dumb and Dumber.
Okay, good. Phew.
Eddie?
Yeah, 100% Dumb and Dumber.
One of the best movies of all time.
Yeah.
Good job. Next up, number six.
Houston, we have a problem.
That one got you going or what?
Okay. Houston, we have a problem.
All right. Everybody feel good?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Apollo 13. Hey, Lunchbox did not answer.
Sorry,
at
Apollo
all.
13.
At all.
No, what do you have on your paper?
I have Apollo 13. I blanked.
What's he have, Eddie?
Look, it's right there.
Apollo 13.
I blanked when you said everybody at the same time. I was waiting for you to go around.
But we do that every time.
No, we didn't.
We didn't do it with Dumb and Dumber. That's why.
Most time. But we only don't do that if someone's like, I'm struggling.
I know, but Dumb and Dumber was the one
here
before.
We go. Next one up.
If you build it.
Oh my gosh, what?
You don't like that one?
One more time?
If you build it, he will come.
All right, everybody pins down. Amy, I'm going to go to you first.
Field of Dreams.
Eddie?
Field of Dreams.
Lunchbox?
Field of Dreams.
Nice job. Okay, we're moving. Next one, number eight.
What, like it's hard?
What?
One more time?
What, like it's hard?
Oh, man.
So we have, if you build it, he will come, and then what, like it's hard?
What is the stupid name of that movie? Oh, my God.
I think Amy's got it, too.
No, she has it, and it's so easy. What is it called? What is it called, Bobby?
He's not going to tell you.
Gosh, tell me the name of the movie. Oh, my goodness.
Why are you yelling at me? I'm scared.
This is so dumb. This
Scuba Stat, I need you in here.
Wait.
Someone tell me what it is called.
Time. Need an answer, Lunchbox. Mm.
The girl's name is Elle Wood. She goes to law school.
Time. Incorrect. Eddie.
Legally Blonde?
Correct.
That's it.
Amy.
Gosh.
Yeah, it's when she gets into Harvard and she's
Amy,
like.
Amy, need an answer.
Like what? It's hard? Legally Blonde is what I have written down.
Yeah, any more like extra, you can get the buzzer. This is speed.
Uh-oh. Okay,
we don't need it. We don't need whole dissertations from the movies. Okay, all right, here we go. Number nine.
This one time at band camp.
He knows that one for sure.
Got that one on repeat.
But lunch is out though.
Oh, I'm out.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah, you're out. This
Bye.
Is easy. Yeah, you miss it. If it's easy, you're out.
It wasn't easy.
No, if the game's easy, you're out. If you miss one. All right, Amy.
American Pie.
Eddie?
American Pie.
Good. Next one.
You can't handle the truth.
In. You're not playing left.
Eddie?
A Few Good Men.
Amy?
A Few Good Men.
Good. Next one.
Roads. No, we're going. We don't need roads.
One more time.
Roads. Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Amy, you got it?
Yeah.
Amy.
Back to the Future.
Eddie.
Back to the Future.
Good. Next.
I'll have what she's having.
Oh. I'm in.
And
Amy?
When Harry Met Sally.
Eddie?
When Harry Met Sally.
Wow. All right. Last one. Go.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
One more time, please.
Oh, dang it.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
I'm in.
Amy, you in?
No, not yet. Hold on.
We only get 7 seconds, so I'm going to give you three from right now.
Oh,
and don't yell at him.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a... This is from Eddie's era.
Uh-huh.
Amy, what do you have?
Clark Gable in... There's the one guy. I don't know. It's not. I can't think of it. Dang it. What's the name?
Eddie?
Clark Gable in Gone with the Wind.
That's correct. Yay! On the final one, Eddie wins.
I saw this the other day. It was on Turner Classic
Movies. Of course you did.
Well, Eddie, you win again. What can I say?
Hey, what do we say, Bones?
It's not like I didn't put up a good showing or anything.
No, you did put up a good showing, but a good showing is what it is. It's just a showing. Eddie won.
Well, he won with the movie from the 1920s.
Hey, a movie's a movie.
Movie's a movie.
That he watched yesterday for fun.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lady A.
Hey, guys. Good to see you guys.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, let me ask you, Charles Kelly.
Yes.
You just going to town on a cough drop over there before we went on the air. Like, it's like a horse eating corn, man. I've never seen anything like this before.
It helps your voice. So, like, it's early morning singing. I got a whole pocket full. You want one?
But is this a thing? Like, you're not sick. You just have a lot of cough drops.
Oh, yeah. No, I do a cough drop. Literally, our assistant that comes out, I mean, she's got a thing full of cough drops, some hot teas, and different things like that kind of help you, you know.
Your voice. Every person we travel with out in that room has a cough drop in their pocket to go when Charles asks.
Hillary's gotten on the cough drop train too, though.
I do.
She does. Yeah.
That's the weirdest train. I've heard of some trains. That's the weirdest train, the cough drop train. That's a weird one.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you've got like a little crud in your voice or just anything that opens it up, it's effervescent.
So it's just a singing thing, and constantly.
There's no COVID over here, my friend.
Because I would have moved you to that room. Yeah. We'll satellite you, and these two will stay in here.
it's just a thing, man. It's honestly too. It's like it's now just become like a
ritual,
so to speak.
It's interesting with you three because individually, I really love all three of you. You know, and I feel like I have a different relationship with all three of you individually. And then you come in and I don't know who I really want to talk to. So I'm just going to kind of go down the line here and talk to each of you a bit differently. Right. Charles, one more question for you. And that's not really a question. It's just a statement. We were backstage, and I'm telling the show this. You already know this. We're backstage at the Opry, and Charles was performing, and I was performing, and my wife was with me. And I believe it was Charles's first time to meet my wife. And Charles, you know, he'll just say whatever he thinks whenever he's in. He goes up to her, and she's not pregnant. And he goes, "When you having a baby?"
Yeah, I did.
And she was like... The tall guy just asked me a really weird question.
Well, I just figure y'all got married. I said, when's this baby train starting?
Hillary, good to see you.
Hi.
I was thinking about you, and mostly it's kind of your relationship with fame because it is such – fame is weird. But for you guys, and you especially with growing up with a mom who is in the business and had her fame and her talent, you guys blowing up, taking a break, coming back. And even, again, you and I at a different time were talking at the Opry about you just walking out of Target and somebody being so surprised they saw you just walk out of Target. What is fame to you and your relationship with it now? What have you learned about what it means to actually be famous?
My relationship with it has changed over the years. I think, and that's natural. I mean, we're 15 years, 16 this summer into being a band. It's a little bit different now with kids. But I think as I've gotten older, I consider it, you know, a privilege and an honor. And I kind of take the platform pretty seriously. And really, because I just want to be a good example for my girls. But ultimately, what I'm learning is the older I get, the more work that I do, the more normal my life is, the happier I am. So I'm going to go to Target. I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to do those things because they're fun for me. And I love being able to engage with people who either just, hey, that your daughter has on a really cute dress, or, hey, I really love that song that you sing. Like, however... conversation starts in public spaces, I welcome it because it's fun. When we travel together, we get recognized a lot more. And I would say Charles gets the brunt of it just because he's 6'6", and, you know, he walks into a room or walks to the airport and you know, he's tall.
Do you go to airports? It's not normal person airports at this point.
Heck yeah. Oh yeah.
We fly, guys,
we are A-list on Southwest.
I mean, listen, I think the quickest way to go broke in our line of business is think it's going to last forever, and you never know how long, and you know, the thing's going to last. And it's like, I want to take care and have something to leave my kids and stuff. And anytime you start to figure out how much you could spend on private planes, mm-hmm. it's just too much.
Hey, Dave, we have a group dynamic here with you three.
Yeah.
You guys have been together a long time, and I can tell you from experience myself, we've had a group dynamic where me, Amy, Lunchbox, we've been together a long time. Yeah. For you guys, what has been the key? And I would not like an answer like communication, because that's always what's the key to marriage? Communication. All right, I know what that means.
Yeah.
What's been the key to staying together, even though sometimes you don't always want to stay together? And I mean that you love each other. We love each other, but it's not like we're not real humans and don't fight. And at times we have to, because we're so close. What's the key to staying together over a long period of time?
Honestly, I think we have such a respect for what the three of us have when we get in a room together. I mean, we've been a band for 15, 16 years. We often play like the first song we wrote, and it just takes me back to that room. Like when we walked in, something was different and special there. I just feel like no one can take that away from us. When the three of us step into a room to create something, I know we can. That's just where we're great. That's what we do. That's what we love. We feel called to do that. So I think it's a respect and a remembrance of that, which gives us the fuel to kind of like power through the times when it's tough. Somebody's in a tough season. You know, some of the other ones kind of, we pull each other along. I mean, honestly, we literally have like seasons where one of us may be really struggling and the other two are kind of like there and supportive, and we're listening or present with each other and trying to lift each other up. So I don't know, but it all comes back to me to just the respect of each other's talents, what they bring to the table, what we all have when the three of us kind of step into a room together.
Here is my number three favorite Lady A song. It is Need You Now.
Oh, I love that you're requesting, because that's the name of our tour, is Request Line. So we're getting requests from you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. I love it.
I'm going to request a Machine Gun Kelly next, so be ready. You guys have 11 number ones that I have here on the list, which is so many songs, and it's got to be difficult to put a set together at times because you want to get them all in. But I didn't look at the list when I was picking my favorite songs, and what I picked here at number two was not a number one, which again reminds me of, it's not always about what's number one that ends up lasting in people's hearts and minds.
Yeah. Right.
It's so true. I mean, Love Don't Live Here was number three. Mm-hmm. I Think You Look Good went to three, like Dancing Away. We've had a few that are like two or three.
At number two, You Look Good from 2017. All right, that's number two.
That's so good.
We're going to come back. That's right. It was so good,
Oh, I just like how they, I mean, I don't know if I've seen them do it live in here before. Maybe they did a long
time
ago.
They performed like, that song.
That particular song, because they wrote, it's interesting how they go in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty cool, huh? There's three of them.
And they're a group.
This is so good. Okay, whatever.
We're going to come back one more segment with Lady A, and we're going to do the number one song, but what's funny is I'm going to sing it. Okay. They're going to watch.
Oh, really?
Wouldn't that be weird? Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Lady A.
So you guys are here, and we're going to do my number one song from you guys in a second. But I wonder, when you guys, you're all such wonderful singers. Charles, how do you warm up before a show? What do you do specifically?
Well, Run to You specifically is one of those. It used to be Love Don't Live Here before like Run to You was a single, but I always know if I can go full voice into that falsetto, then my voice is in good shape. And then if it isn't, I have about a 30-minute panic attack, and I'm drinking hot tea. I'm doing the neti pot, and
my falsetto. That's the high.
So, and then I do like,
Go to do what I need.
And I was like, love don't live here anymore. And then that's it. And I'll literally do
Bobby,
that.
Bobby, this is all day.
It's not even as
No, this is like, everyone on our team can attest. This is about 30 times a day. Yeah,
we probably all have it memorized.
I've been in a hotel room multiple times. I can hear through the pipes from another room. True story.
Yeah. I've got a lot of quirks. I mean, over the years too, they develop in this kind of thing where it's like these little routines kind of just happen. I mean,
cough drops,
hot teas,
warm ups,
push ups to get your voice kind of, which is weird that push ups, but get your blood flowing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just.
But at this point in your career, you know what works for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's working.
And I can tell too, like right when like I'm about to have like a sinus infection or something, I'll go in and get like one of those little steroid shots, you know.
If you have a show and the show doesn't go as well as you had hoped, which one of you is the most upset?
pretty much guess.
Is it you? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what if you have a great, are you able to celebrate a great show,
oh,
too?
Oh, gosh, yes.
So yeah. You are the emotion, yeah. You're up and down the most.
You're, I mean, okay. Listen, this is the guy. This is the guy, like, they chose.
And who is the most even keeled, though? Who's the one who's like, all right, guys, Dave, it's you?
I can be even keel, but I get upset when there's technical things that happen in the show and something mm-hmm. goes wrong. I mean, that upsets me. But I can still be like, you know, see the bright side and everything. Like, I'm so grateful to be here.
But are you never too high, never too low, because it'll affect a performance? I mean, are you that linear thinking where, okay, I'm going to focus and make sure we get the best out of us and not get so emotional it affects us either way?
I try to let go of that. Who cares what happens? I mean, when we just, like what we're doing today, just play songs, tell stories. Yeah. I mean, this is what I love.
This is my favorite Lady A song. It is from 2010. It is American Honey. That's awesome. Lady A in studio. Listen, I'll say it again, and you know, I don't ever want it to get lost that you guys are just really cool. Like, I like you as people. You're also very talented as a group, but you're just cool folks, and I can appreciate that. And I would never ask you guys just to come in and perform because it's early, but they were like, do you want to perform? And I was like, I don't know if they want to perform. They're big stars. And they're like, no, they'll perform. Yeah. One time I said no, and Charles was like, you don't want us to perform? And I remember that, and I was like, I'm never going to offend Charles again. Yeah, so
it's a great opportunity, well, though, to like show people what we, you know, what we love to do. So yeah.
Thank you, yeah. And can't wait. Whenever you guys get the full body, you do a whole record. Yeah. If you're going to do that, great. If not, whatever. You got a key to the place, so come by anytime.
Thank you.
All right. There they are. Lady A, everybody. So bye, guys. Thank you.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Miami, Florida. A 54-year-old man was wanted on a $4.2 million Medicare fraud scheme. So the cops are closing in. He's like, man, how am I going to get away? I got a jet ski. He jumped on the jet ski and tried to take it all the way to Cuba.
Oh. Probably not a gas station in between here and Cuba. I don't know how far I was going to get. I don't know. Could you get to Cuba on a jet ski pretty easily or no?
I mean, people raft, right?
From yeah, but Cuba it takes them a while.
I don't think that's like an hour trip.
Okay, yeah. Probably not.
Yeah. I'm assuming he didn't make it.
No, they jumped in the boats and they went and surrounded him. They arrested him off his jet ski.
All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Wishing you a happy new year.
Amy and I were talking right before we came back on air, and I was like, hey, we went to dinner last night at this place. It's called like Yulon. What's it called?
Yulon.
So I hadn't heard of it either, but, and so we go and I order this gnocchi, which I've never been quite sure what gnocchi is. I'm pretty sure it's potatoes at this point.
Okay. Yeah.
But if it feels like a noodle in your mouth.
It's like a potato pasta.
It's like potato on your plate, noodle in your mouth.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's so, gnocchi is so good.
Well, and I didn't know if gnocchi had meat in it, and it didn't, I learned last night. But I looked at the menu, and it was a little expensive for gnocchi. Because most gnocchi is, I get Olive Garden, I'll be honest with you. That's how I usually roll. I get the gnocchi with some meat at Olive Garden. And so they bring it, and they're like, oh, we're going to put some truffles on this. It doesn't, truffles...
They don't do it for
They
you.
Do nothing for me.
Like, you just don't taste them?
It looked like they were putting tree bark. And I'm sure if you're a truffles fan, it's amazing. But
so
they're like,
they sprinkled it on
they're
top
like
or shaved it?
Shaving it.
Oh.
And Caitlin's like, that looks beautiful. I just don't, for me, I guess am not sophisticated enough to love a truffle. I love truffle, chocolate truffles.
Oh, yeah, those are
that's
good.
Those are good.
Yeah, that's not what they're shaving on there.
No.
And that place was really good. It's just the truffle thing is weird to me. But we ate it, and it was good. It was good food. We were out probably way too late last night, 8:45 or so.
Oh.
That's way,
Crazy.
Late for me nowadays.
Wild.
It was a really good place to eat, though, and it had been a while since we got to go out and just have dinner and talk and, you know, not worry about the kids.
Yeah,
of course. Yes.
Get away from the house.
You need that sometimes.
If you're a new listener, Bobby doesn't have kids.
Okay, that's what's up. Goodbye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy New Year.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.